This is your host, Joy Brown, for the Pastor's Book Punch TV video. Listen, thank you again for joining us for a fantastic show. And today we are talking about part three, Unlock Your Riches. But first, let's go and we're going to give our scripture for this house. And it is Psalms 118 and 24 and 25. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And then verse 25 says, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. I don't know about you, but I'm sticking to that story. I'm sticking with that verse. That's the verse for me that I want. I'm asking, I said, my God, Jehovah, Jehovah, send prosperity now. Now, send it right now. Like the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things that I cannot see. So whatever I'm asking God for is already created. There's nothing that has not already into existence right now that he does not have and has not already made provisions for me. I will bless the Lord with all my heart, and all that is within me, I will bless his holy name. You were listening to Sing Unto the Lord, a new song by the Perrys. These are my cousins. This is one of the songs that's on their CD that you can pick up Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can just say, hey, Joy, I'm going to send you some money. Send me that CD or something. And, of course, you can go to my Facebook and inbox me. Go to my email address, which is joyinthehouse@gmail, J-O-Y-N, without the I, thehouse@gmail.com, and say, listen, I want to get that CD, the Perrys. But listen, we have some exciting, very good news from you today. Now, I want you to look at Psalms 118, and I want you to examine it for yourself. This is what God has given me. I've heard the verse several times, and today we are talking about unlock your riches. This is one of the ways that you begin to unlock the riches that are already allocated to you. Do you know what allocated means? They're already yours. They've already been designated for you, and you need to unlock these doors. We know the Bible says the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I come that ye might have life. This is life and abundant life, not just life, but abundant life. But in Psalms, just to recap what I read, says this, acknowledging God, this is your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. That's 23. And then in 24 it says, but again, Lord, this is your day. You made this day. You brought me here. You created me. And I was made to worship you. So I'm going to rejoice in it, and I'm going to be glad. And then you have a command coming in that says to him to open up the gates of heaven, pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive. Save. Save now. I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. I mean, I pray, Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity. So maybe you might be thinking that's not scripture. That's not a way that God is telling me to do, that I'm asking him to send me now prosperity. Yes, that's what it says. It doesn't say anything else. I can't make that up because it's in the Bible. But this is what I really wanted to lock in to your spirit today. How do you transform, or how are you being transformed and assimilating the thoughts in your mind to come into the places where the things that God has already given you, you're releasing them out of your spirit. You're speaking it out of your mouth. You're dedicating today, I'm going to give God praise. I'm going to give him thanks. I'm going to rejoice. No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to say thank you for this and thank you for that. Because your mind has to be renewed. And the Bible says, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I want you to say with me today, I have a new way of thinking. I'm no longer that other person that I was prior to my conversion. I am now an heir of Jesus Christ. I've been bought with a price. I have been destined to be predestined to be adopted children of Jesus Christ according to the good pleasure of his will. It wasn't even my will. It wasn't even my desire. He put this desire in you. He formed you. God made you. He spoke into you. It's the first Adam that you're living in that thinking, only because that's the way you used to be. But you're no longer under the law, but you're under grace. So now your mind has to be reprogrammed. Your mind have to be, well, when you say reprogram, it has to be renewed, banish, damn all of that old thinking that you used to have, and now you have to come into a new place of thinking. The Bible says that unto him that is able, that's something you need to underline. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So now your thinking is involved in releasing the riches that you have, because your whole mentality has to now be equipped to handle the abundance that you didn't have before. If you had it, you didn't recognize that it came from your Heavenly Father, and now you appreciate it. Above all, way above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. He has some stuff for you. The Lord has some stuff. I am looking at something here, and it says, and I'm going to read this verse because you know what it says in Matthew 6:33, where it says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. But I want to show you something that you have to realize. You have to know that you got to defeat all these tactics of the enemy that come in your spirit to make you think that this is not God's plan for you. You can't allow the enemy to make these decisions and allow him to change your confessing faith that you believe that you are not to receive what you pray for. You made a decision. This is an exercise that you have to practice every day to strengthen that muscle that's in your mind. It got to become the intentions, or it has become your determination that you're going to speak God's word over your life in faith. You cannot be subject to the thoughts of Satan, the thoughts of the enemy, because he is subject to God. And you cannot, he will accuse, he said the enemy comes to accuse you day and night, make accusations about you day and night. He's going through the throne and saying what you didn't do and why you don't believe in a God that has made you and has given you all his promises. He comes before him day and night consistently. He's not praying. He don't read the word. He don't trust you. He doesn't believe you. Why are you concerned about these creatures on earth? Why is it that you have made a decision that you want to bless them? Some of you there are feeling so fearful and confused when it comes to the word ruling your mind. Let me tell you something that I did. I was raised, I'm a PK, meaning, you know, church was the thing, Bible study was always on Tuesday, youth night. I don't think we called it youth night on Friday. We called it something at that time. Sunday, school, morning service that lasted almost to 3 o'clock, revivals continuously through all the week. If Dad wasn't preaching, he invited someone to come in. If the revival was going well, it was detained for 2 weeks or more. And yes, we were there every night, homework and all. Sleepy, yes. The whole shebang, the whole package was a part of our lifestyle. But what I'm saying, one thing I did not want, I seen the church. I seen women come and pray before at the altar. I seen the way they dress. And the one thing I did not want is to be dressed like those saints. Those women, how the hair was, nothing was pretty about that, nothing. I didn't want to look like that. So I held on to my testimony of not wanting to be a Christian that looked like a Christian. Who said that's really a Christian that you got to look like that? Who made that rule up? So it kept my mind confused of who God really was and what he wanted me to do and what he wanted me to look like. I didn't come into that understanding until after he dealt with me, after he called me, and he placed me in a holding tank of my mind where I could not refuse him when he came. He cornered me in my mind, in my spirit, that I said yes, but I had my but I don't want to live like this on Sunday and then this during the week. I want to be saved, is what I said. Saved. So I was willing to come out of what I thought was saved meant. That was no problem when he comes to you and he's like, okay, I'm ready. You know, I'm here. You know, I couldn't refuse the demand and the plea that he was coming to me. But it wasn't like a plea, like, please, 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 Joyce, I want you to be saved. No, his pleading is not like that. His plea is with authority. Coming, all right. I'm here, and I'm ready for you now. So it was bagged up by some really heavy artillery, you want to call it. That means I got some stuff for you if you are not coming now. I can release some stuff that I know or command you to loose those grounds that you think you're walking. Oh, I wasn't feeling good when he came. I was really feeling terrible. I was doing things that I like to do, but I was not a happy camper. But God is faithful when it comes to his word. Unlock your riches. Listen, we're going to take a commercial, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about how do you unlock those riches.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Hi, here is another Power Nugget. Did you know our work, our actions, our business deals should be done in a spirit of excellence? Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24 lets us know, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, with passion, vitality, inspiration, as to the Lord, and not unto men. For there is a reward of inheritance, because we serve the Lord Christ.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Thank you. This is your host, Joy Brown, the pastors for Punch TV. Unlock your riches. So I was giving you my testimony of how I felt when I was in church and what was happening to me, you know, my thinking, how being born again meant, you know, the changes that I felt I was going to have to make in my dress attire, the things I did. And I really wasn't considered as doing something that's so crazy, but my way was not his way. My thoughts was not his thoughts. And there were times I was thinking about the Lord. Seriously, I had a good job. I prayed about that, and the Lord opened up that door for me, exactly the place where I wanted to work at. You will not believe how God hears your prayer, and he honors those prayers, even when you're not even walking with him. He just showers you with blessings, and he sends his protective angels to gird you, to walk before you, to keep you from harm's way, even when you're in a dangerous chair. Though you walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, he said, you won't even fear evil, because I am with you. He's a definite shepherd. When he sees his sheep going astray, he know how to just pull you gently back on board so you won't get swallowed up by the stress of life. He is Jehovah Jireh. Listen, he is a God that is concerned about everything that concerns you, but he has an order. It's an order that he's requesting that you walk by his precepts. And I like it in Ephesians chapter 4 where it says, and be, it's something that you have to do, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And it tells you to stop doing something. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbors, for we are members one of another. Be ye anger, sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. You know how many times you don't want to sleep and you was really upset with somebody? Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that need it. Listen, let no corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. These are just things that he said, put away that stuff and start walking in me. Just start walking in truth. Start walking in honesty. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. But then when he started talking about it, he says, look, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto me. Ask me for what you want. Come on, let's pray about it. Give me some things. And then put it in my hand. Put that request in my hand. Let me take care of that for you. Let me meet all your needs. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He just wants to help you to know that it's okay for you to be rich. Can I say that? It's okay. I know y'all don't like that word, rich. It's okay for you to have all your bills paid. What can you do? How much more is it to experience supernatural provision? You can feed the hungry if you want to feed them. You can walk in the supernatural, just like he did when he fed the 5,000. You can take someone off the street, homeless, wherever they may be, take them to someplace, get a bath, and show love. Not everybody on the street is crazy. Somebody's out there that really had no plans and is not feeling good about being on the street. Some people have gotten comfortable out there, but not everybody. But it says now, this is going to Ephesians 3 and 20, now to him, this God we serve, is able to do something far more that you could even ask or think him for. It says, now to him who by the very act of his power that is working within you is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly far above all that we even dare to ask or think, indefinitely beyond our highest prayer, your most best prayer on your best day. He's able to bring you out, your desires, your thoughts, your hopes, and your dreams. To him be glory in the church. On your best day, when you get down on your knees and you just crying out to God, and you get up feeling like you done broke open the door of heaven and you done tore up the angel's wings. You know how you feel sometimes when you're in prayer and you seem like you, as we say, got a breakthrough. You feel like you done bombarded heaven's door. You bammed on it, bang, bang, bang. Lord, can you hear me? Pray. Help me today. That's what I'm feeling. That's why I'm here on this phone. Unlock those riches. Bring me my stuff. The God that is able to meet all my needs according to his riches and glory. Bring me. Open up these doors. Open up these people's hearts that's supposed to help me to get this accomplished for you. My God will liberally, liberally supply, fill to the brim your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Supply in the Greek means fill up, make full, the furnace liberally, to fill to the top so that nothing shall be wanting, fill to the brim that nothing shall be lacking. Oh, I'm running out of time, y'all. Oh, God. Psalm 68:19 says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. And everyone that thirsts, come to the waters. And he that has no money, come also buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Your grace is sufficient for me. Your power, your supernatural power. Send forth these angels that are in your face and asking you, what can I do today? Send them to Joyce. Send them to Joy. She got some matters that need to be handled, and those angels can work it out. They can tear down some stuff, flap a wing here or there, slap somebody that got some money and say, hey, I need you to help this person do this. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good, and his mercy endures forever. Provisions of God. May my God meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want, not from this day. If you're listening to this, I will bless you with abundant provision, and your poor I will satisfy with food. I will satisfy the priests with abundance, and my people will be filled with bounty, declare the Lord. Command those who are rich in this present world to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. My God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. He provides food for those who fear him, and he remembers his covenant forevermore. Listen, you have been listening to the Pastors for Punch TV. Your host, Joy Brown, part 3, Unlock Your Riches. We serve a God that for has a bank, if you want to say a bank, that he can supply everybody's need. There's nothing in the account of heaven that is not already laid up for the righteous. Thank you. And again, the Pastors for Punch TV. Now, you can call me 310-703-4911, or you can email me at joyinthehouse.com, joyinthehouse at gmail.com. This has been a wonderful, blessed day, and you have a great weekend, and know that God wants you blessed. Thank you.